Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Not gonna lie, I was hoping I hit the right button. I did. It is time for 1911 University with Joe Chambers. Good afternoon, sir.
How you doing?
I'm good. I have a special topic to talk about, one that is unique to you because it involves only the guns you build.
Oh, Lord.
I want to talk about the Pro Line.
Okay.
Because you published something somewhere that I saw somewhere where you were talking about how you shoot this versus how you shoot that and all of these other things. And the Pro Line, like your first gun was with Chuck Pressburg, yeah? The Night Fighter?
Correct. Yep.
So, I mean, I've shot the Night Fighter. I think, was it yours? It was your Night Fighter I shot. That was an outstanding gun. But at the time, I had not yet had my shooting style adjusted just yet. And even with my garbage shooting style, I'm still hitting targets. Now, from the Night Fighter, when you were looking at the working man's gun, do you take anything away from the Night Fighter and apply that to the working man's gun?
Yes. The mechanics are all the same.
Right. Is like with one of these Pro Series guns, is this where you try to refine certain things and take them to the next short, you know, I mean, I know you're not making great leaps and bounds and some stuff. I mean, you've already done that. I'm talking about in refining your process, your figuring out how to apply the math the right way.
No, most of the Pro Series stuff, to be honest with you, is just bringing products to the market that people haven't seen, specifically
right.
from us. You know, like the NES gun, which I just had pictures posted of today.
Right, that's a good-looking gun.
That's a sexy one, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that gun, you know, it's two-tone, wide body. It's got a partially tri-cut slide, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, it's similar to a C model, but not quite. You know, the Light Fighter is similar to the new Fat CC model that we brought out, but few differences. Minor things. The gun that I'm working on right now that you'll see pictures of probably Saturday is the YC Squared with Steve. And that's a totally different gun. I mean, that's when I posted pictures on Patreon today, just some sneak peeks.
Right.
When people see the finished product, they're going to be like, oh, wow, didn't know you could do that. But, you know, because I took a government frame and did some modifications to it so that I could use a government slide that's been chopped down to officer's length with a compensator on it.
Wow.
And So, you know, because Steve and I, when we sat down and talked about it very first, the whole idea of it was we wanted to have the ultimate single-stack carry gun. You know, basically a similar to size, similarity to a Glock 19, only we wanted it to have a comp and a red dot, and we wanted it to be a 1911 single-stack. So the YC squared, again, is just me taking ideas that I've had for a long time and implementing them into something that we can offer publicly. It's not, you know, it's not a one-off, one-of-one custom. We can do a run of these, you know.
Right.
Which helps keep the guys employed, which is always nice.
Yeah.
And it allows us to share the love around, you know, a little bit with people that want to have something new from us, and they don't want to wait 5 or 6 years for me.
I did notice that Steve said they weren't as good as Kimber's.
Yeah.
Steve likes to stick that needle in there, and he's not an acupuncture specialist.
Right.
Now, I want to get back to your first run, because I know we're talking about the latest run. Is the latest run based upon what you learned with the Night Fighter and the Regulator?
In regards to mechanics?
Yes, sir.
No. The same stuff that I've been doing for 12, 14 years is the same stuff that goes into all these builds mechanically. There may be some tweaks here and there based on the style of the gun. You know, I mean, a full size government model is not built mathematically. It's built the same as anything else. You know, as a YC squared, let's say, or a C model, but there are mechanical tweaks that have to be made to make, you know, the different guns run. Like, for example, the Light Fighter with comp, you know, that gun had a much lighter spring than your C model, for example.
Right.
Because it has a comp on it that's eating up a lot of the energy. The math is the same, but the mechanics are sometimes different. And it's pretty rare that I go into a project where I don't know how the mechanics are going to work. Matter of fact, the YC squared gun was the first time that I've done a project in a long time where I was like, let's see if this works. And it did, thankfully.
It may interest you to know that I was setting up with a new guest that I never had on the show before. I was talking about things, and you came up. And,
really?
Yes. John Knipe.
Oh, Johnny. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, John. He's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're sitting there, and as we're talking there, we come to the same agreement that you and I have come to when it comes to you and Staccato, as far as where you guys fit in the market today. And because I was mentioning some things that have become very strongly, very much my opinion. And he agreed with me. It was quite the interesting conversation to have, because I was trying to set up with him. He was on the show last hour, and I was trying to set up with him for that. But then we broke off into that. So it's spreading. The gospel is spreading. But when we get back, we're coming up on the first break. When we get back, I want to talk some more about the guns that Joe builds. Not so much, and simply because of this, it's to get to a place where, you know, Joe doesn't have quality issues like everybody else, and I think that's the big thing about the custom 2011 market today. Who's sending out the goods versus who isn't? We've talked about a bunch of people that don't, and without mentioning any names, I want to talk about why Joe does. So that's what we're doing today. This is 1911 University with Joe Chambers. You can find him at chamberscustom.com. Get on the list. Pick out a gun. If you're in that market, you may as well go that way, because you'll only have to buy once. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're talking to Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom. And first, you know, I just looked on Instagram, and what is the significance of the Ness as far as just the name? Where did the name come from?
The FBI.
Elliot Ness. Okay. Elliot. Okay. Well, the only other thing I could have thought of was Loch Ness, and I was just, you know, I've met Jared. Jared doesn't seem like a sea monster to me. He seems like a pretty nice guy.
No. Elliot.
Gotcha. So this is a G-Man gun, I guess. So it's sort of the same geometry as the WMGC, except it is much better looking. It's a two-tone gun. It's beautiful. How good is
pretty
it shoot?
Sexy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a video of me shooting a steel at 200 yards. I didn't get it on the first shot, but I got it on the second. That was.
Well, I thought that was the WMG NF. NF, yeah.
Yeah, that was the NF, and I was goofing around with the Ness before that. We shot some video, but I just wasn't happy with it. But I think I went like 6 for 10 or something at 200 yards with the Ness, and I'm just not posting that up. I mean, you can't go 8 for 10 at 200 yards. You're just wasting your time.
Okay. See, I would probably disagree with you. I'd be like, I can't even see that. You're out here worried about missing it on the first shot and then getting it for every shot after that. And I can't even see it. I guess... My question becomes, like, I've shot the night fighter and the light fighter. Is that what I shot?
Right.
Okay. Now, no, both of them, no, both
you
of
shot,
them.
You shot the night stalker. The
night KSC. Stalker. Okay. Yeah, the special gun. So, both of those had different characteristics, but both of them pulling the trigger. Right? Pulling the trigger on one versus the other. It would be interesting to have them all laying there in front of me to where I could pick them up and shoot them. And I'm running off of memory now. But as I'm sitting here thinking about this, Chambers guns have a unique shooting impulse that I have never felt with anything else. And it almost seems uniform with the three that I have fired. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So when you're looking at the next Pro Series gun, like the you've got the Ness coming up. You got Steve's gun. What is Steve's gun? The Y.
C squared.
The YC squared. Is that all a sort of a send off on math?
No.
Okay.
No, it's the Yeti. It's the Yeti Chambers number 2.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay. And, I mean, you're such a big math guy. I thought that might be a takeoff on math. And I'm sure you'll do other things. Now, one thing I have noticed is that you haven't really, you seem happy with your Pro Series guys that you got versus getting more Pro Series guys. Is it because when they come to you and they sit down with you and they start talking about, well, I want the gun to do this and I want the gun to do that, and all this other stuff, is it because they're actually pretty good product developers?
Yeah, I mean, most of these guys have a pretty good idea of what they want. Sometimes they bring up something that's completely off the wall, and I'm just like, no, we're not doing that. But most of the time what they bring me is pretty cool, you know, and gives me a lot of thought process. And, you know, it's not that I'm not looking for other pros. There, I have some things that I have in the in my back pocket, so to speak, that I'm working on. But, you know, I keep all that stuff pretty tight to the vest until it's actually 100% official. Because I don't want to be getting people's hopes up and then everything changes, you know?
Yeah. I guess I see that. I know Fisher is very good at product development and everything, and I've always been interested to see the stuff that he comes up with, but...
Oh, he's exceptional.
Yeah.
He's just exceptional.
Yeah. I've long told him that I think that could probably be a paying gig for him if he ever gets tired of training people. I think he could go out there and just be the traveling product development guy. And be very successful at it because he has good what he's looking for in a gun has a good overall tendency, I think, in anybody's hands.
Yeah. Well, and he does some of that to some degree with people like me, you know, and with, you know, he just signed a deal with Sons of Liberty Gun Works, which is public now. We could talk about it.
Sure.
You know, so he does that with he's done it with Nighthawk over the years. So yeah, that's absolutely something that he does with a certain amount of clientele. Is, you know, help them do product development and give them input on what works, what doesn't work, because he has a ton of experience. And Steve's experience isn't just in handguns or ARs, it's in scopes and bolt guns and ammo selection and all that stuff, because he's a true student of the industry. So that, you know, that really helps him get the inroads. And then, you know, what he does on top of that is he takes those relationships that he has and relationships that he has that he sees are complementary, and he joins us together. You know, and he's like, look, I trust this dude here. Well, just like with you and me.
Yeah.
You know, Steve called me and he says, you should be on Bill Freddy's radio show. And he called you and said, you should have Joe Chambers on your radio show. And now look where we are 2 years
look
later.
Look where we are. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. 1911 University. So he has a lot of insight into that stuff and the ability to tie people together, which is really nice.
Yeah, he's very good at either doing it himself as far as the development or developing a situation by just, you know, introduction. Pretty good stuff. Hang on for me, if you will. We'll be right back. 1911 University on Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court is blocking President Biden's COVID-19 vaccine rules for large private employers. but allowing them for the healthcare industry. As far as what that ruling means, constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley says,
on the health facility case, the justices acknowledged that there was a closer nexus there and did not as seriously push back on the larger mandate. It's really the OSHA case that is the more significant mandate for the Biden administration.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the White House is still prepared to pursue diplomatic solutions unless Russia starts acting aggressively toward Ukraine. Sullivan describing talks this week with Russia as extensive, frank, and direct. USA Radio News. The teen accused of murdering four classmates at a high school in Michigan 2 months ago will appear in court again after entering another plea on Wednesday.
A 15-year-old Michigan teen charged in a November 30th killing spree at Oxford High School in Michigan had another not guilty plea entered on his behalf during a court hearing Wednesday. Ethan Crumbly appeared for his circuit court arraignment virtually after being bound over for trial last week on terrorism and murder charges in connection with that mass shooting that killed four students and injured seven. He'll be back in court January 19th. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Cruise lines will no longer have to follow CDC guidelines starting this weekend. The CDC's guidance for vessels operating in the United States waters will expire on Saturday, at which point the guidelines will become optional. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's
800-932-5140. Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom Guns, or Chambers Custom. Talking 1911 University and everything else. And here's the thing that, the only time I've ever had any issues, I've had two issues with my Fat Debbie MGC, and I knew exactly what was going on with both of those. First one, I had too much oil on the gun. Second one, I had a bad magazine. Other than that, I've never had no issues, and I've let various people shoot this thing. I've let people that don't know anything, you know, I hand it to them, they don't even know what they're holding on to. It's just a gun, right? It's just a gun. And everybody shoots it, and everybody loves it. And I'm probably at a couple thousand rounds, even with the ammo scrunch we've been in. Except for the scratches and scuffs that I put on it. That's it. That's the only blemish it is. And I get the value of it. But the other thing that I think about when I say to you that I get the value out of it, I can feel characteristics of this from the two Pro Series guns that I've shot. And, I mean, are you guys aware of this when you're baking it into the formula, or what?
Aware of the value I'm giving you?
Are you aware of the mechanical influence that you've gotten making these Pro Series guns? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, when you shoot, you know, like yesterday, between yesterday and today, we probably shot, easily a case of ammo. Just in final test fire before we shipped some guns out. We shipped three Ness, an NF, and the last ever light fighter that belonged to Chuck. It was his backup gun. And I sold it for him to a guy new in the box. Heck of a deal. We shot at least a case of ammo, and so when you shoot that much, performance, the guns have to be, you know, they have to perform well or else it's beat you up. You know, it's not unusual for us to shoot 1,500 to, depending on the week, 1,500 to 5,000 rounds a week. And if the guns are harsh, if they're malfunctioning, if they're whatever, it's just not an enjoyable experience. And so physically and mentally, it beats you up. And that's why I really stress to the guys, don't even take the gun off your bench to the range until you're absolutely happy with it and 100% convinced that it's ready to run. Don't take it out there and go, well, I'm just going to shoot it a little bit and see how it does. No, don't do that, because you're just going to end up frustrated. The four of us know what will work and what won't work, what we can get away with and what we can't get away with. And so there's no reason to test that stuff on these kind of guns. I test that kind of stuff on prototypes that I'm building to make sure that I'm pressing the envelope and, you know, getting the most out of the guns that I can possibly get. But there ain't no reason for us to do that on the day-to-day basis, because we would all just end up irritated.
I guess that would be, when you talk about that kind of stuff, which I had never thought about this, because I've always thought of you as some guy who lights his pipe and sits down and goes, soon I will come up with the great masterpiece pistol of all time. And so is this why you go hunting and do a lot of other things to try to keep from burning out and letting frustration get the better of you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you got to get out of the shop and take a breather, you know. I mean, I work pretty darn hard from January to October. And then, you know, I have a few breaks here and there during the year, but not much. And then, you know, when October comes around, I still work hard, but I take a step back a lot, you know. And just try to not beat myself to death all the way through the end of the year. It's not good for you.
Yeah, well, I mean, I never had thought about that, because, in any event, I find it quite interesting, some of the stuff that you come up with, but at the same time, what is the Fat WMGNF? What is that?
It's basically a copy of the Night Fight.
What does the NF stand for? Oh, Night Fighter. Okay.
Hello.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, when I saw you shooting that, everybody go to Instagram and watch Chambers Custom. Watch him get out there and say, "I'm going to shoot a 200-yard gong." He misses the first time and then hits it the second time, and then end of video. like he was embarrassed. I missed the first shot at 200 yards with a handgun.
I was embarrassed. It's terrible. Because Because there are plenty of videos out there. The reason I say it's terrible is, and I shouldn't make light of it, because there's people out there that are like, 200 yards with a handgun, you're retarded, you know? But the reason it's terrible for me is because there's a lot of video proof of me out there just being goofing off and being like, all right, I'm going to shoot this gong at 200 yards. Boom, bing. Okay, we're done. And so when it doesn't happen like that, you know, I'm like, oh, well, that stunk.
I get it. I do get that. I do get that. I just, I guess the most interesting part about this is the fact that, and I guess this probably also throws a lot of fire in your furnace, is when you get other guns from other guys and you realize that you sort of stand alone. Is that the way that is?
Yeah. I mean, I don't toot my own horn too much, but yeah, I mean, some of the stuff that I get in for review is just like, I try to remain unemotional about it. You know, you've seen some of the reviews.
Sure.
I try to remain just the facts, man. Just the facts. Because it would be really easy to get caught up in calling a spade a spade. And so by doing it by the math, it actually helps prevent me from doing that and probably keeps me out of trouble. So, you know. yeah, we're just being honest.
Right. Not to say that Joe gets heated or anything.
Well, I mean, you know how I feel about when somebody pays a lot of money for one of these pistols, and you know, sometimes we're talking upwards of $5,000 or $6,000, and they get the gun that doesn't function or whatever. I mean,
well, hang on right there. Hang on right there. We're going to get into that right this next segment. Hang on for me, if you will. Talking to Joe Chambers. This is 1911 University. The moral of the story is why you should buy Joe's guns, but we'll get to that in the next segment. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, If you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Last time on the firing line from the guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom, 1911 University. And here's the thing. You believe that at various price points within the market, which, you know, there's decent guns, seemingly, I think, within all of the price points out there, there's only so far that you can go with that price point, but it's, you know, you think that the price point should determine the quality. And I agree with you. I think that if somebody's going to get out there and say custom, that should be one of those things where they take special care and make sure that they do what they say they're going to do, but is the lower end of the 1911 market more reliable than the upper end of the 1911 market as far as people putting guns out?
Wow, that's a tricky question.
Yeah. And when I say the lower end, I'm talking sub-$1,000 1911s. There's a few examples of those out there.
I would caveat it with this.
Sure.
I would say yes, depending on ammo.
Right.
Right? Because some of the lower-end guns are made specifically for shooting your normal range ball ammo. We've seen a trend in the last few years with a lot of these companies, Rock Island being one of them, to make their guns, as reliable with self-defense style ammo as it has been, as they have been with just range ammo, which is a great trend to see.
Right.
Because, you know, they're one of the companies in that sub-$1,000 range that's really leading the market. Other companies who I won't mention their names of, they're just like, yeah, well, you know, if you want to be able to have that capability, you should probably send your gun to a gunsmith. So, you know, but that's the beauty of the 1911 platform, though, is since its inception, but since probably the 50s, the 1911 has been the ultimate tinkerer's pistol. You know, I mean, your home hobbyist is not going to take a Colt Python apart and tune it up. Not happening. They're way too complex. But your home hobbyist can take a 1911 apart and polish the frame ramp and polish the throat and polish the chamber and tweak the extractor and, you know, do some things like that to optimize performance with duty style ammos. But it's been interesting to see, you know, in the last couple of years, like I say, that some of these lower cost companies are already doing that for you. I've had several Rock Islands in the shop in the past year since I started the Patreon page, doing the mathematical reviews, and all of them have a hand-fit extractor, every single one. And when I talk to Rock Island about it, they're like, yeah, we do that all in-house. We tweak those ourselves.
Right.
Oh, okay. Well, that's pretty cool, considering they build 400,000 guns a year. That's a lot of extractors.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I think, you know, there's only so much you're getting out of each price point, and that's what bothers me about some of this stuff is, you know, some of these guns that are really expensive, you're just paying for cosmetics, and we've talked about that before, but that's what you're paying for, and that's totally cool if that's what you're down with. You know, if you want the latest and greatest, coolest Glock-looking cuts on your 1911, then all right, you're going to pay for that because CNC time is a real thing. You know, it costs money. But at that price, you should also get the performance. Because CNC time doesn't cost an extra $3,000. You know, but I also remember back to the 80s and 90s when companies like Reebok were bringing out the pump, and you know, you could buy a pair of Reeboks for $39, but the pump was $99. Okay, I get it. You know, I mean, I really wanted a pair. I couldn't afford them. So, you know, sometimes the name sells. Sometimes it's the neatest gimmick that sells. Just as so long as you're knowledgeable about what you're spending your money on, I think that's the most important part.
So let me ask you a question about, you're talking about CNCs. Can a CNC not be precise with some of these guns that are, you know, in the entry level, and they're CNC in the slide, I presume, to a certain degree? Can it not be precise and have a good fit without it being hand fit? Is hand fit the finishing move with that? Is that where the difference it lies, or is CNC machining? Does it have a limit as to how far it can go when you're building an upper and a lower for a 1911?
I don't know if there's a limit or not, to be honest, but I will say there's a lot more to it than that.
Right.
Because there are so many different interfaces, you would literally have to sit there, and some companies have tried this and they failed. Or maybe they only tried it to a certain degree, but you would literally have to sit there and take your frame, which is now built, you know, and machined, and measure and spec out every dimension that's important on the slide, program the CNC machine to make that slide to those dimensions, put all new cutters in the CNC machine so that they cut to the exact dimension they're supposed to, and run the program. And I don't know enough about CNCs and how the cutters last on them to be able to accurately give you the information on how many slides you could get like that for frames without changing everything out. But that's why when you have parts made, CNC, you know, and all of our parts are made on CNCs when we buy them. But that's why they have a tolerance range. And that tolerance range might be plus zero, minus five, or, you know, plus five, minus five. We're talking thousandths of an inch. I've got parts that are made to plus one thousandth, minus zero. You know, so you have to spec that out. And then if you get parts in there out of spec, you send them back. Sorry. Or maybe they're out of spec, but they're out of spec in the right way. They're a little too big, so you can still use them. The biggest issue we have is if, when we get parts in that are out of spec the wrong way, and they're too small, and then they're not usable.
Right.
But we don't have that issue very often, thankfully.
Yeah. Yeah, I just wonder about that sometimes because, I mean, I let a guy named Brett Dunn shoot this gun, my gun, a few times. And Brett builds, he finds the cheapest 1911s he can find. And then he spends about $2,000 on them and builds them up. And they're really sort of nice guns. They're all single stack 45 ACP. So. And I realize that they're... You know, there is that foundation of the lower end gun that is whipped into the reimagined and whipped into the custom gun. I just find it interesting that, to me, I believe the more consistent rendering is coming from the low end of the 1911 market, and the only one who's consistent in the upper end of the 1911 market is you.
Well, thank you.
Well, that was my pleasure. That's the moral of the story, and we've run out of time. Check out Joe at ChambersCustom.com. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
Thank you, sir. Have a nice weekend.
Oh, you got it. Back in 21 hours, between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. XS Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with XS's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, XS has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with XS Sights.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.